All right. Well, I guess we better get this going. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Let's drink some tea to celebrate that fact. Ooh, it's kind of hot. It's hot, but it sure is good. Ooh. So yeah, my name is Tobe. And you are probably already aware that I am the chairman of this very Dubious Goals Committee. Yeehaw. Woohoo. So, what does it all mean? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely nothing. Okay, well, no wonder I'm cold. Yeah, I woke up this morning and I was a little bit cold. And in fact, last night as I was going to bed, I was thinking, it seems like it's a little bit cold. Yes, it is a little bit cold. It's 8 degrees outdoors. That's 8 Fahrenheit degrees. That's pretty cool. Literally. So, I'm just hanging out indoors. And I'm looking at the weather map on the TV, and they're saying, oh, it's going to snow. We're going to get a swath of light snow and wintry mix. Jeez, because it looks like some of the stuff is missing us today. But yeah, apparently I'm going to get snowed on tomorrow. Or maybe not. Jeez, they're showing the close-up of the map, and it looks like it might miss my house just by a couple miles. Oh, then by tomorrow night, yeah, we're going to be right in the middle of it. Great. Well, it's not like I have anywhere to go. Because I don't. Yay. Oh, wait, that's not true. Oh, hot, 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 hot. What is today, Friday? Today is Friday. That means tomorrow is Saturday. And tomorrow I'm supposed to go to... Am I supposed to go to a volleyball game or am I just having lunch? I'm confused. I don't remember. I have a cousin. And he's got a family. And his oldest daughter plays volleyball competitively. And they live in Colorado, but they got some kind of volleyball tournament this weekend here in my lovely city of Omaha, Nebraska. And aren't I supposed to go out to lunch with them or something? I don't know. I'll have to check my email. Ooh, hot. I'm really thirsty and I'm trying to slam this hot tea down. It's not the smartest idea. Mmm. But it's so good. It tastes so yummy. All right, well, first thing I need to do is check for football. Well, I don't really have to check for football today because, well, there really isn't any. There's probably some Bundesliga on, but it's really not like football day. Plus, I already checked a little bit, so I'm just going to double-check on a couple of channels here. Ooh, this is cool. I got some biathlon coming up here in about 7 minutes. Do I feel like watching biathlon? Yeah, I kind of do. But we need to just sort of scroll up here. Yeah, we're not missing anything. More biathlon tonight. Nope, that's just a replay of whatever they're going to show in 7 minutes. Some bobsledding, some college hockey. And on the other channel, a bunch of NASCAR stuff. So, we got to check channel 84. And, wow, I don't believe it. There is a Norm MacDonald movie on. I bet you didn't know that Norm MacDonald actually made a couple movies. Yes, it's true. Kind of weird, I realize, but whatever. Nothing on this channel that I want to see. Oh, Chinese Zodiac is on late tonight. That's always fun. Jackie Chan. Who doesn't love Jackie Chan? Anybody who says that they don't like Jackie Chan, I don't know, they're lying. They're lying or there's something wrong with them. I mean, seriously. Everybody loves Jackie Chan. I know I do. He cracks me up. Oh, what we need here is a ridiculous situation. Call Jackie Chan. He'll think of something, and then he'll think up some crazy stunts to go with it. Yeah. Everybody loves Jackie Chan. Yeah. I know I do. So what are we doing today? What do we got going on? You probably have figured it out by now. I've got nothing. Yeah. So, what to do? Well, a lot of times when we reach this predicament, we do listen to some music. Is that something we want to do today? Can't really think of what I want to listen to. Last night I was listening to some Junior Brown. We've discussed Junior Brown on this show to some extent. I'm a big fan. I think he's great. I think he's a legendary character in it. It doesn't hurt that he has such a cool style of playing guitar. You got to admit. Oh, I was also watching a samurai movie last night. Oh, and plus I was watching some anime. Found this funny show. It had me laughing. With some dorky stuff. I'll have to check that out. I think I got a couple more episodes of that I need to watch later on today, too. Oh, and look at this. The Renegades beat the Sixers. That's not good. So what does that mean? Is it going to be Renegades and... the Heat? Renegades and the Heat in the finals? I'm, of course, talking about Australian Big Bash League. Football. So, I don't know. What's a guy supposed to do? What are we gonna do here? What's the plan, people? Yeah, I think it's gonna be a little bit of Junior Brown today, kids. Because I gotta admit, I'm not doing super great today. I'm not in the best shape, but it could be worse. But I've got nothing to talk about, so we're going to listen to some live Junior Brown here. Doing some cool surf music. Thank you.
Are you having a good time?
Yes, I am. Come back to us, Junior. I think he lost the plot there. Okay, he's back.
Thank you.
right. Wasn't that lovely?
Yes, it was. Little Junior Brown there doing some an amalgamation of surf tunes there on his patented Git Steel.
Nice one, Junior. We love you.
I do love Junior Brown. He's awesome. And I like the way he plays because he's so cool. So cool. I'm a tea drinking fool. The cat just walked through here a second ago.
Where'd you go? Oh, there she is. Hi, where are you going now? Okay, see ya. See you later.
Apparently she was just getting a drink or something. So where's that kitty going? Kitties are going upstairs. Oh, so yeah, now what do we want to do? I don't know. How about some Yoshida brothers? Some Yoshida brothers. I was listening to a little bit of these guys last night. I don't know if they're both brothers. If they're actually brothers, but they sure play cool. So let's give a listen. Here we go.
A little accelerando at the end there. That's tricky. That's tricky. I love these guys. I could watch their stuff all day. Oh, and that reminds me of something else. I was watching some NHK. And I was watching a show on NHK. And suddenly this dueling shamisen music starts up. I'm like, whoa, Yoshida brothers. And then sure enough,
The credit comes up, music by Yoshida. Yoshida Bros.
Was that the same episode where I heard the YMO? I was watching this one show that was on NHK, and they had some YMO music on in the background. They had they used Rydeen, and they used something else. Now I don't remember what else it was. What was it that they... Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter. It's not really all that important. But I do love NHK. Always lots of good stuff on NHK. Oh, now what to do, huh? What's we gonna do? Wait, you know, I know what I want to do. Basically, you know, I love surf music. And I like other kinds of chicken picking guitar. Excuse me. If you know what chicken picking is, you'll know that I like that sound. And we hear that a lot in surf music. If you don't know what chicken picking is, I'm going to say look it up. It's a way to play a guitar that's prominent on Telecasters. But anyway, I like the chicken picking sound, which sounds a lot like shamisen, doesn't it? Yes, it does. And I like surf music. So you might be thinking, you know what you need, Tobe? What do I need? You need some surf music played on shamisen. Yes. Yes, I do. But you never hear that. Usually when white people get their hands on shamisen, they want to play banjo tunes. And that's fine with me. I mean, if you want. I mean, you're going to hear Arkansas Traveler from every white person who owns a shamisen. That's not a lot, but still, how often are you going to hear Arkansas Traveler otherwise? Well, if you're me, you hear that, you know, about once a week. But if you're not me, and I don't blame you for not being me, still, you're missing out on some unbelievable stuff. But anyway, let's get back to this. I want to hear some more of these shamisen girls. These two girls, Key and Key. I'm really getting into the sound of two shamisens playing together. It's a very cool sound. I'm really digging it. So let's get into some of this. Plus piano. Oh, we gotta have the cheese drums too. No. Oh, we gotta have that bass come in. This is kind of taken away from this track. It's cool though, this arrangement is cool. Oh, we can do without. Okay. This just went a little bit too Mannheim Steamroller for me, so we're aborting. Usually these two girls have a little more taste, but I'm not convinced that they're responsible for the production value of this particular track. So we're just going to go ahead and bail on these two kids.
Akikaze.
Yeah, so, anyway. God damn, I still, God. Is this show ever going to be over? My God. Drink tea. Oh, yada, yada, yada. I'm going to go back to listening to Kuchin music. I'm kind of thinking I want to buy one of those. Or make one. I've actually got a bunch of Paulownia boards down in my basement. And I was thinking, you know, if I glue them together in like a stepped fashion and I clamped them, then I could like take a plane and plane down the edges and I could get a nice arched like soundboard. But where am I going to get those strings? You know, those are those nylon coated steel strings. I don't know where to get those, but you know, I haven't really looked into it all that far either. But then again, I found some of these that are pretty cheap, these Kuchins, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm just finally very relieved to be able to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single freaking day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio, the streaming radio service of the Superdimension Fortress. My name is Tobe. I got to get the hell out of here, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?